Under the white rock, I buried a bottle of water and out of the sun, and the cork end up. There's enough water in it to prime the pump, but not if you drink it first. Pour about 1/4 and let her soak to wet the leather. Then pour the rest medium fast and pump like crazy. You'll get water. The well has never run dry. Have faith. When you get watered up, fill the bottle and put it back like you found it for the next feller. Desert Pete. P.S. Don't go drinking up the water first. Prime the pump with it, and you'll get all you can hold. A desert traveler whose canteen is empty is faced with this proposition. He's on this desert trail and comes across a water pump with that letter in it. He'll have enough water to either drink or to prime the pump and fill his canteen up and have all he wants. But he has to have faith that Desert Pete's not a lunatic. He has to have faith that Desert Pete is not lying to him. He has to have faith that what's said is actually going to take place. Is there a guarantee? No. No. But isn't that what faith is about? It's really not a guarantee. We step out on faith, there's no guarantee, hey, this is going to happen. Too many of us as Christians want to walk by sight, not by faith. And God is always calling us to walk into the unknown, trusting Him completely. You have your Bibles today. This is what we will see in the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Joshua, chapter 3. It was said that faith is not only daring to believe, it is also daring to act. It is also daring to act. It's amazing. Is that the only way that we will see God move is if we move first? Other than salvation, you think about it. God's always working on the other side to bring us to a point to make a decision. But if we want to see the greater things of God, we have to take a step of faith. Always have to take a step of faith. We begin reading in Joshua chapter 3. So last week we talked about the spies over with Rahab's house and come back and report to Joshua. And here's what they reported back and the move that Joshua made. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to Jordan, where they camped across, crossing over. After 3 days, officers went through the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits, or about a half mile, before you see the ark, between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Joshua said to the priest, take up the ark of the covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took it up and went ahead of them. The Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all of Israel, so that you may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. Joshua said to Israelites, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and Jebusites, and Amorites, and Jebusites. I'll get all those right. See, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go to the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe, and as soon as the priest who carry out the ark of the Lord, the Lord of all the earth, set foot on the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap. So when the people broke camp to the cross of Jordan, the priest carrying the ark of the covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage, all during harvest. As soon as the priest who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their foot touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It pulled up in the heap at a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Araba, that is the Dead Sea, is completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry land. Let's pray together. Father God, today we're so grateful and so thankful for the wonderful thing that you did for the Israelites. God, we also know that you want to do great and mighty things in our life. Teach us from this chapter, teach us from this passage that faith matters. And if we want to see you work in our behalf, we want to see you do great and mighty things, that we have to exhibit the faith that comes from trusting you completely. Teach us, encourage us, help us to be the people that you want us to be as we step out in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see the Israelite people. The spies come back and tell Joshua, hey, you know, the people are in fear of us. Let's go over and we can defeat anybody that we come against. So Joshua encourages the people, gets his officers and bands of people together. And it's about a 12-mile trip from Shittim just to the Jordan River. And then the priests go out ahead of them, marching out 12 miles. You imagine 12 miles just to get to the river? Now, the river's not this babbling brook at this stage. It's usually only about 100 feet wide. But during the flood stage, during this harvest time, it was about 1 mile wide, which is about the size of the Mississippi River. Do you imagine the fear that could have been over these people during this time? But it's amazing they still walk by faith, trusting God. So let's look at a few principles this morning that we can learn from what the nation of Israel had done. The first principle is this, that we need to follow God's leadership at all costs. We need to follow God's leadership at all costs. Now, see, it's easy to say that until we put in a position where there's an all cost. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I follow God. Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. Wait till your faith is challenged. Wait till God requires more than you think that you can give. Remember, God is wanting you to depend on Him. We need to follow God at all costs. We see in verse 2 and verse 3. It says, after the 3 days, officers went throughout the camp giving orders to the people. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the Levitical priest carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it. Follow the Lord, His leadership. Situation with the Israelites. Notice what they were in. Joshua didn't give them a plan B. He didn't say, hey, let's build a boat and go across the Jordan River. He just said, follow. He said, get your stuff together. Get you, your families, your kids, everything. We're going across the river. and we're going to defeat who's ever in front of us. God has already given them to us. We just have to be there. Listen, Joshua knew there may be difficulties ahead. He could not foresee the situation they would face, yet he knew God would make a way where there seemed no way. He would make a way. Listen, in our life, God will make a way when there seems no way. Listen, in the life of our church, God will make a way when there seems no way. That's the God that we serve. That's the God who takes care of us. He didn't just save us to leave us here alone. He's always intervening and acting in our lives. He's interrupting our lives to do wonderful things. That's the God we serve. His plan's always better than our plan. Think about some of the fears that the people may have dealt with, the parents with little children, thinking about we're going to war, carrying their babies. You imagine thinking when they get up to this river that's in flood stage, 1 mile, walking up to the Mississippi River. Could you imagine? Oh, we're going to cross this? Really? How much faith they had that God would provide. Come what may, God was leading the way. Regardless of what doubts they had, regardless of the things that seemed to cloud their mind, God was leading the way, and they trusted him. Listen, church, today, God leads the way for us. Faith is action, following God at all cost. Faith is always action. It's not just something you possess, it's action. If it's just something you possess, but you're not acting on it, then it's not faith at all. Regardless of what fears and uncertainties you may have that overshadow thoughts and emotions, when God says it's time to step out in faith, he really means it's time to step out in faith in him. We're pulled by the Holy Spirit to comply in obedience, to follow his leadership. Francis Frangipane said this, "Beloved, I say, let your fears go, lest they make you faint-hearted. Stop inspiring fear in those around you and take your stand in faith. God has been good, and he will continue to manifest his goodness. Let us approach these days expecting to see the goodness of the Lord manifest. Let us be strong and of good courage, for the Lord will fight for us if we stand in faith." We do not know the cost of following God as he leads us to the destiny for our lives. But when we know God, that's all that matters. When we know God, we know he has our good intentions. We know that he has our goodness in our future in his hands already. And we step out and trust him. The second principle. So we follow God at all costs. The second is this. Faith following God's leadership reveals direction for your life. I like what he says in verse 4 of chapter 3. Since you have never been this way before, they will guide you. Who will guide you? Said, follow the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a representation of God among the Israelite people. In there it had the rod of Aaron, Moses, and it had the Ten Commandments, and was it rod? It had different elements inside this Ark of the Covenant that represented God's presence among the Israelite people. So they will guide you. Stay about a half mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. The walk of faith brings believers down unfamiliar paths. That's what's scary for us. So often God will tell us and encourage us and push us to go a direction, and we get really scared about it because, listen, God, how are we supposed to do this? Because we start measuring our abilities. We start measuring our resources. We start measuring what we have. And listen, yes, we are to count the cost, but we should also say, God, with what I have, I'm trusting you. God, with who I am, I'm trusting you. With everything you have given me, I give back to you. Lord, I'm trusting you to lead me. Because it's see, only when we step out in faith will we know the direction he's going. The Israelites were now on a new journey to follow God's leadership across this Jordan River into this promised land that God had told them about. They had never ventured there before. They'd been wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years. Those who were there to cross the Jordan River really don't remember any because they were still pretty young, 20 years and below. They didn't remember everything that happened in the desert. Most of them did not even remember crossing, coming out of Egypt. They've never ventured that way before. And there was so much uncertainty with the Israelite people. Matter of fact, the people had no clue what would lie beyond the Jordan except for these two spies. Yet they followed God, believing that that he will reveal the way as they step. That's amazing, this faith walk that they were on. They grabbed their children, they grabbed whatever they had, and they began it. They had the distance between them and the priests, and they could barely see the ark they were carrying, but they trusted. And they walked. And they walked. And everything, could you imagine the questions, kids? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? It's like, how long are we going to be? Are we there yet? If you've ever driven a little distance with children, you'll get that. Are we there yet? Or sometimes adults do that. Are we there yet? You imagine all the fears that these families, what if we come across these people, these bandits? What across we come across this huge military who's going to swoop in and kill us all? They had to walk by faith, and as they walked, God showed them the direction. Listen, keeping their eyes and their hearts focused on him, God began to strengthen and give them courage. The Israelites set out for this 12-mile journey to the Jordan River, and then it was a 15-mile. Once they crossed the river, it was another 15 miles to Jericho. Listen, Christian, you may not understand the things that God is doing in your life. There may be some doubts and fears. There may be some uncertainties in your situation. The same message that Joshua gave to the Israelites can be echoed down to us today. Move out from your positions and follow God. Then you would know which way to go. Christian, apply that to your life. Move out from your position and follow God, and then you will know which way to go. See, we like a plan. We like it all laid out in front of us. We want to know, okay, what's next year going to look like? What's the finances of next year going to look like in my house? Can we make it if I take this venture? If I do this and do this and do that, how will things work out? Who are you trusting, yourself or you're trusting God? Move out from your position. Trust God. Follow him. And he will make your path straight. He will make the way for you to be known. But if you never move, you'll never know. If you never move, you will never know. Christians stay stifled because of lack of faith. Christians stay stifled in their business life, in their personal life, in their family life, in their church life, in their service life, not using the gifts that God has given them because they lack the faith to step out. We're people of faith, but we don't want to look embarrassed. We don't want to look bad. What if people don't like me? What if I fail? All these negative things. And God is saying, will you just trust me? I'll show you the way as you step out. Listen, you don't have to have all the answers to where you're going. As you go, God will reveal more to you of His plan for your situation and your destination. Listen, God does not give us everything at one time because it would scare us. It would blow us away. We would sit back and say, what does 5 years look like for me, God? You know why He doesn't show us all that? Because we could not handle it. Because our faith right now is still quivering at just the thought of stepping out in faith. He grows us along the way. Each step of faith that we take, He grows us to the next level. He always grows us to the next level. We're more confident in Him, more competent in the things that we know and understand in the wisdom of God. Billy Graham said, "Never forget that God isn't bound by time the way that we are. We see only the present moment. God sees everything. We see part of what He is doing. He sees it all." Why not trust Him? The third principle is this. Spiritually, prepare yourself to follow God's leadership. We see in verse 5, Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." God likes using clean vessels. Consecrate means to surrender anything in your life that distracts you from God. Repent of sins and devote yourself intentionally to seek God and His will. Joshua prepared his people for what lie ahead as best he could. The very first thing that he addressed was the spiritual aspects of their life. How many times we're counting the monetary costs, we're counting our time costs, we're counting all these other things, and God wants us to be prepared spiritually first. Because that's the way we'll trust Him. When things don't look as good as they should, when things get difficult, we won't begin to rely on ourselves, we'll trust Him even more. Rely on Him. The very first thing he did was address the spiritual aspects of their lives. He told them to consecrate themselves, meaning to repent of any known sins, devote themselves fresh and anew to the Lord. And in doing so, Scripture says, Joshua told them, "For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." Joshua's telling the Israelites, those who are following his leadership, their faith matters, and God is looking for their obedience and their faithfulness. Listen, God looks at First Baptist Church, Ville Platte, even as we have this meeting today to vote, to move forward with this, with all the things that we have. Listen, it's a faith walk. It's a faith walk. And God wants us to be ready for that. Consecrate means remove any barriers in our relationship with God. The Lord desires closeness to us. He pursues us to have close personal relationship. He desires to be our Savior, our Deliverer, our Provider, and our Father. It's when we align ourselves close to God that we begin to see the amazing things that He's doing. Joshua told the Israelites, "Prepare yourselves spiritually. Devote yourselves to God wholeheartedly, for tomorrow amazing, miraculous things of God, His favor will shine upon you." Church, that same message goes out to us. So often we're just doing life and trying to get by, yet we're called to live set apart. When we devote ourselves to God wholeheartedly, things that we pray for and seek from God begin to happen. I can attest to that, and many of you can too. When you devote yourselves to God and you really just focus on Him, it's amazing how sensitive you become to seeing the things that God, and the things that you are praying for, you begin to see God manifest those in your life. Devoting ourselves to God brings His blessings and His favor more vividly to our attention. When we walk closely with the Lord and attentive to His will, we experience a heightened awareness of His presence, of His provision, of His protection, and yes, His prosperity in our life. Listen, consecrate yourself to God. Today, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, repent of your sin and intentionally pursue Him to bring Him glory in all that you do. Your business ventures, your relationship, your marriage, your children, your church, whatever it may be, your career. God placed you there with this life to give Him glory. F.B. Meyer said this, consecration is not the act of our feeling, but the act of our will. I love what Mac McMillan said. God does not want you to try harder. He wants you to trust Him deeper. Stop trying. Start trusting. This will change everything in you. The fourth principle, I'm closing. God responds to our faith in miraculous ways once you've acted on that faith. Just to say we're people of faith and never act on it, we negate all the great things that God wants to do in our life and wants to do in us and through us. We negate all that. If we're not acting in faith, if we're not following God in faith, our faith is very weak. We see in verse 6, Joshua said to the priest, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people. So they took up and went ahead of them. So you imagine, here the priest is. They're walking with this covenant, this Ark of this covenant on poles, carrying it. Leading the way, trusting God completely, because this is what God said we do. This is what we're doing. Half mile behind them are the rest of the army. Now, these priests don't know what they're going to encounter, but they're trusting God. I'm sure the spies came back and told Joshua, hey, the river's a little high. A little high, yeah, about a mile wide. So instead of crossing, you know, Sabine River, you're going to cross the Mississippi. It's a little wider. Listen, they knew God was leading the way. The priests carried the ark and followed by the Israelite military and the people behind them. Verse 8 says, tell the priest to carry the ark of the covenant. When you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river. What a message of faith that they had to have. These priests carrying this ark. You don't think preachers and priests get scared? Oh, yeah. Our faith can be tested, too. And I'm sure these guys are saying, what did he say? Step in the water. Does he know how fast that thing's running? Listen, it's a 1,400-mile drop. 1,400-foot drop in 152 miles. So from here to New Orleans, so to speak, it from the mountains to the Dead Sea, 1,400-foot elevation drop. This was no creek. This water was moving at a rapid pace. And I said, we just trust in God on this one because I don't know what's going to happen. The next verse tells us, so the people left their camp to cross the Jordan, and the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. It was the harvest season. The Jordan was overflowing its banks. But as soon as the feet of the priests who were carrying the Ark touched the waters at the river's edge, the water went above that point, began to back up at a distance. And the water below that point flowed to the Dead Sea until the riverbed was dry. Then all the people crossed over near the town of Jericho. Get that picture. They're walking up to the river. They said, okay, we just trust in God. Is it cold? I don't know. Touched you. And soon, listen, the river under their feet began to spread out. The river on the upward side began to go backwards until it was just a wall of water miles away. And all the water from their feet on south to the Dead Sea just dried up. The water was gone and they walked on dry land. There was no mud. There was no sog. There was no boggy or soggy bottom there. It was dry.
Could you imagine the excitement of those priests? Go, God came through. And they stepped out and went into the middle of that riverbed on dry land. And they stayed there till all those people behind them crossed over that river. Verse 17 says, meanwhile, the priests who were carrying the ark of the Lord's covenant stood on dry ground in the middle of the riverbed as the people passed by. They waited there until the whole nation of Israel had crossed the Jordan River. The entire nation of Israel made this 12-mile trip to the Jordan's edge. When they arrived, they got to dry land. Listen, but until these priests stepped out in faith into the river, nothing happened. But it's when they stepped out, the water retreated. They followed God. And the things that God, the miraculous things that God was doing began to show up. Listen today, Christian. You are a child of God, born of the Spirit, saved, called, elected, set apart by God, a chosen people, a royal priesthood. You too will experience, listen, the amazing, miraculous, mind-blowing, mind-boggling, illogical favor of God. In response to your total dependence on Him. Walk in faith to see God respond in favor. We so often deny ourselves the wonderful things God has in store for us simply because we refuse to step out into the unknown by faith, trusting in Him. We're so fearful of the deep. We don't mind trusting God in the little shallows. But we're so fearful of the deep. We're so fearful of what's out there. We don't know, God, what's out there. God says, but I do. And I'm telling you to trust me. I've got you. I've got this. It's going to be just fine. Just step out. Oh, today. Listen, God tells us to move and we murmur. God tells us to trust Him by faith, and we only trust what we see. God tells us to step out into the water of the unknown, and we complain because we don't want to get wet. We will never know the amazing future that God has in store waiting for us to arrive if we deny ourselves the joy and the pleasure of God's blessings simply because we refuse to follow God's leadership by faith. God doesn't call us to have perfect faith. Just take the step of faith. Believing God will provide. He will meet us where we are and bring us to His will for our lives. God's greater blessings and provision, listen, are in response to the demonstration of us trusting Him. The greater things that God has for us, we will never know if we don't trust Him. If we don't just step out and say, Lord, I'm trusting you. I can't see. I don't have all the answers. I can't see all the future. I don't know what's there. But God, you do. And I trust you because you are already there waiting on me to get there. So here I go, Lord. What amazing, miraculous things will God be doing in your life, in the life of our church, by a step of faith. God acts. When we show faith. Are you waiting on God? Are you praying about something? So I'm just waiting on God. Listen, maybe God's waiting on you. Maybe God is waiting on you. See, God will never bless our apathy. God will never bless our lack of faith. And God definitely doesn't bless our laziness. Take the step of faith today in the place that He is calling you and be amazed at the wonderful works He does in your behalf. Four principles we learned. Follow God at all costs. Following God by faith reveals the direction for our life. Spiritually prepare ourselves to follow. And listen, God responds to our faith in action. We won't see God move. He's waiting on us to step out and faith.
Let's pray together. Father God, today we're so grateful, God, that we can just call out to you. Call out to you in faith. And Lord, we don't have all the answers. Joshua didn't have the answers. He didn't know all the details and everything that was waiting across the river. Matter of fact, God, he wasn't even sure how they were going to get across the river. But you provided. God, sometimes our faith is just blind. And it needs to be blind. That way we realize that we have nothing in our own authority, in our own resources, in our own wisdom to accomplish the things you call us to do. But you already do. And we trust you 100%. Thank you, God, for teaching us today. Thank you for teaching us about how faith works. In Christ's name, amen.